Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on fool, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Oh, damn, this motherfucker just start recording straight up. Oh, yeah, man. Long time listener, you know. First, want to ask you niggas a question. What the fuck happened to the forums? You know. Also, you know, the best episodes of the forecast ever was Tracy May. We had bitch Tangerine on there. Also, the other one where the nigga King James got mad and hung up on you niggas at the end. And you niggas need to bring Be Easy back with the real-to-real shit and talk about movies, man. Funny story how I found out about the website, 2007. I was looking for a fucking album review by Twista, or for Twista. Adrenaline Rush 2007, man. Somehow I stumbled upon Peabody's review of that shit, and I just became a fan of the site from there, man. But anyway, yeah, fuck all that shit, man. I'm gonna give you niggas a drop. I'm gonna do it like that nigga Chris Rock did on Top 5. That nigga said, yeah, you fucking bitch. It's your boy Stacks giving shouts out to my nigga Saul Wright, a.k.a. Saul White, a.k.a. GQ Blue, motherfucking King Germ. And the motherfucking B-Easy's and the Peabody's and the niggas and all that shit, you know. But anyway, man, I ain't talking about shit, man. I just want to see if you motherfuckers going to actually put this shit on the forecast, because I got my little cousin. This nigga listen to the shit more than I do, and I'm the one who turned him on to the website. That nigga login name is MJMoney9S. That's my little cousin, man. He's a big fan of the website, man. Also, that, what's that other shit called? That podcast about the wrestling? I don't fuck with wrestling, but my little cousin love that shit. He understand all the references and all that. So, you know, keep this shit up.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the Bastard Child of the Internet Podcast. This is the Frocast, episode 143. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. I got no a.k.a. And I'm sitting in with my co-host for the evening, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, man? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. I can't get suspended by my organization. I'm in the building.
We definitely going to talk about that shit. We got to start off the show, though, talking about that intro that we got from your boy, Stacks. Stacks called in. This is what happens when you call in, folks. 347-201-2572. We appreciate the call, Stacks. We're going to answer those questions that you have for us before we get into the show. The first question he asked was, what happened to the forums?
Nigga, if you a fan of the fucking site.
Easy, man. Easy.
What happened to the forums, nigga?
Let him live.
No. He want to know how I go down. Well, hey, welcome, nigga. You a fan, nigga? Right now you're going to get what you get. You asked a dumb question, my nigga. So we're going to give you a fucking dickhead answer, nigga. We told you the forums were fucking dead. We only had fucking 5 members. Be Easy, goddamn Peabody. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like Shorty. Like, we ain't had that many members. So it was just like, y'all got to understand, it costs us money to keep that. Some bumper stickers and you know,
God damn.
I'm sorry. But thank you for calling in, Stacks.
Stacks came in. He was like, yeah, long time member of the fro. First time caller. What happened to the forums? I'm like, we talked about the forums closing for a year before they closed.
Yeah, listen, we talked about forums in 2012.
Yeah, it was a long ass time. He shouted out the Tangerine episode, the Tracy May episode. I listened
didn't
to
he
that.
Say that Tangerine. Didn't he say that?
He said the homie Tangerine. I don't think he said that bitch.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, God, I thought I was like, did that nigga say that? I was just like, this nigga. Okay, my bad. So I apologize.
You got to fix your audio, like, bro. Your audio is trash right now.
Hey, that's a recurring thing, man. that's like a line. It's like, that's your dynamite line, Saul, right? Your audio is trash. You sound like Flex when you said that.
Your website is trash.
The website is trash.
Your site is terrible. You're not taking me down, son. I'm a boss.
Hey, yo, speaking of, Be Easy, if we do, you know, what we just said, Be Easy will fucking find us, nigga.
Hey, I know. It's definitely part of the topic. It's part of the outline. We will definitely talk about that shit. I already know.
Okay, just make sure. Let's be clear.
Yeah, let's be clear, New York. I mean, fix your face, New York. Fix your face. I'm not even gonna talk Greasy right now. I'm not even gonna talk Greasy. Son, I'm not gonna even say no names, but I ain't scared. I ain't scared. You don't know who you messing with. I don't need you. I'm bigger than you. You ain't shit, you funny face. Look here. Fix your face, New York. Let's be clear.
Man, fuck you. Anyway, we're gonna get to that shit in a minute, give it this proper spot for the easy firers.
I tried to do my bomb drop, man.
With the audio, man, it just sounded like he was burping or something. It's, your audio is trash. Right? Your audio is trash, bro.
That's all right. I think it just, you sure it's trash?
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive it's trash.
Damn. What does it sound like? Like a robot?
It sounds like you talking through 9 filters.
It's low?
It's a little low, and it's like distorted. Like it sound like a lot of static. Like watching Jukebox on that one TV in the house. Uh-huh. They got the good connection. Now it's better. What'd you do?
I just took it off speakerphone.
There you go. We gonna get it together, man. We only, you know.
Hey, look. I experimented with every week to see what works, man. It's kind of like sex.
Go, you know?
Go try back to see what Saul Wright likes. No homo.
There's no way. There's no way to put a no homo on there, bro. Hilarious. But props to you, man, for calling in, Stacks. We appreciate that, man. Y'all can call in and be on the show, just like Stacks was, man. He did say that he wants to see B-Eazy come back.
Man, listen, man. Y'all quit. Y'all, when y'all do that, y'all really make B-Eazy think he's the star of the Frocat. So y'all really, B-Eazy thinks he's the star of every show on Nappy Afro. So when y'all do that, people, y'all really make B-Eazy think he's the star of the show. And I tell B-Eazy, it's easy to drop in every 30 episodes and people be happy to see you. But motherfucker, when you be in the grind every week, like me and my dog Saul Wright is, and how previously, you know, GQ Blue was, that shows your mettle right there. You know, I could drop in and do a Fro Horseman and make it the number one show that week, motherfucker. But I don't.
Hey man, you know, this is what we do. Beezy's not coming back. I need y'all to realize that shit.
Man, he's not, man.
Beezy said,
he's banned from the Frocast.
He said, I write all the articles. Fuck the shows. That's what he
said.
He's
about to start his own Frocast. He's about to start another, his own podcast, talk about fucking movies. Him and Short T or some shit.
Short T. So
starting their own little thing. So, you know what I mean? It's okay.
You want that reel to reel? There it goes. It'll be happening. We'll tell you when it happens because the boss will require us to tell you.
Just keep looking for it. We will have to plug his shit on our show.
Of course. That's what we got to do, man. But let's jump into this shit right now. Let's get the sports out of the way because you know how I do. The Cheatriots.
Mm.
The Evil Empire. Mm. 11 of 12 footballs underinflated by 2 pounds. Okay. 11 of 12.
It's nothing wrong with that.
What? It's against the rules.
Listen. Let's be honest, people. Okay, on Little League, as a coach, when I coached like the kids, we used to play with an uninflated ball. So we wouldn't fumble. You know what I'm saying? And that's for the little kids. And our balls used to be probably about 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 pounds uninflated. But Jesus. 2 pounds in a football is not going to stop you from getting your ass with 45-7.
That's true. But
let's keep it real. So I don't give a fuck if they play with ball. Aaron Rodgers had his balls overinflated. Pause.
No, but he said he likes them overinflated. They weren't overinflated.
He likes them over. So why would we think his balls went overinflated?
Because they check them. See, that's the thing is that they check them before the game. And so this is the thing with the cheating is that there is a rule in place. They check the balls before the game. Each side gets their 12 balls. They check them, measure them, send them off their way. Somehow, after they were checked, the Patriots end up with 11 of them motherfuckers underinflated by 2 pounds, which means that they get better grip and better to throw the ball.
Okay, can I? Maybe it was it was cold air. Maybe the ball lost temperature. Who knows?
Only those 11, because the Colts was all of their 12 still fit regulation.
But didn't I say some quarter? You know, they take the footballs once they get their balls and scruff them up, because some quarterbacks like their balls to be a little scruffy, and some of them like the balls to be smooth. I mean, this is uncomfortable for me saying this.
It really but, is. No homework.
Yeah, but it's just like I guess different people, different you know, play.
players, teams, like, their balls different ways. And, I mean, I don't see the problem. I understand everybody wants to, as soon as they see the Patriots doing anything to have an unfair advantage, everybody wants to call them cheaters and all that good stuff. And, you know, the Ravens said that, well, the Ravens, the refs was cheating for them, wasn't telling us which player was ineligible and which one was eligible, you know. And they was having a problem with that. So, you know, everything is, it's easy to, you know, when you can't beat somebody, they got to be cheating. Right. I can't beat you. Like, I can't help it that the AFC is garbage. That's what the problem is. AFC is garbage. There's no reason why the Patriots should win a division every fucking year. I mean, good gracious. Like, somebody give them some competition over there. Right. Even in the down years, the Patriots still Super Bowl. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, but they apparently aren't that good. I mean, six attempts, two rings, three rings? I think it's two rings, right?
Five attempts, three rings.
Five attempts, three rings. So, well, now it'll be six. It'll be
well,
six this
under,
year.
Under the Belichick regime. I mean, because we all know they had two Super Bowls before them.
No,
the Patriots as a franchise have been to eight Super Bowls. Can you believe that?
That shit's crazy. Even with the shitty uniforms.
One in shitty uniform. One when they changed to the new logo.
With the stripes and shit. And then they got the current uniform.
Yeah, you know.
That shit's bad, man. But if there are rules and you're not following the rules, you're cheating. And I'm just saying, the Cheatriots, out of two Super Bowls, they got now this would be their second conspiracy, cheating.
It
second time.
Be their third one? Because they had two Spygates, right?
Spygate was like season, it was like 2 years.
Yeah, it was like it years. Broke. Yeah, that like yeah, they was,
it,
yeah. Like,
it broke when they played
the
Rams.
Right, the Super Bowl, yeah. They beat the Rams in the Super Bowl? Yeah. Oh, that was when the Rams were trying to go back-to-back. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they came and beat us. That's when it broke. But they said they've been doing that shit for like a season before then.
Yeah. The man said, I've been doing that since I've been here. The dude was like, yo, I've been doing that since I... He's like, what do you mean? I've been doing this since I got hired here. They was like, they knew about it. He was just like, come on. He was like, what? Like, huh? He was like, I've been doing it.
The New England Cheatriots. Yeah, you know. Hopefully, like I said, I tweeted it. I'm not going to mention it again because it didn't get many retweets. That feels bad. When you retweet something you think is great, and nobody retweets that shit, but
it happens. It happens to all of us. All right, trust me. Sometimes I wish it'd pick up. I'm gonna start sending a big tweeter my tweets and say, "Hey man, just tweet it out for me, just so I know and I can see it get its proper due." You know, I'm just gonna start sending good shit to you know Deezus. I'm gonna start ghost tweeting for Deezus. And, you know, I'm just saying, look, man. I'm saying once a week, I'm gonna send you a tweet, nigga, and I just want you to tweet it just so I can see it get.
Get the proper shine.
1,000 retweets. So I can be like, I did that. Yes, man, I did that, man. You know,
maybe you got to tweet something deep, like you know.
That's the problem, man. But it's all right. If we only got like 1,400 followers on the NFL. So if I throw something deep out there, only 1,400 people gonna see it. I need somebody with 80K, 1,000, 100,000, a million. Like that day I said, when Big Boy retweeted, damn shit was awesome. Man, like 70 fucking retweets in like 5 seconds. I was like, whoa, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Big Boy. You know, I asked Big Boy, which album better? You know, he was like, I can't decide. And then like so many people just like blew it up.
Be retweeting and liking be the most basic shit. But, you know.
Yes.
We got to get it out there, man. I'm pulling for the Seahawks.
Pulling for the Seahawks. Yeah. Why are you pulling for the Seahawks? How did the Seahawks get to the Super Bowl, all right? Did they beat a team to get to the Super Bowl, all right?
Why are you going to do this? When he's not on the show.
You know, that's the best fight when you can't defend yourself.
I mean, they came back on them goddamn Packers fans.
Yeah, GQ Blue A using big words, turning argument on me and shit. I can't have that.
My God. How did the Packers let that happen?
Mike McCarthy has no balls. That's how it happened. You don't get the ball inside the 1 yard line twice and only come away with 6 points out of two times. No, you either go down, you don't get, like I said, you got to get a touchdown on one of those drives. Even if you don't get it, the Seahawks got to go 99 yards. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that shit
come on,
great.
Man. That shit. You got to get more aggressive in the play calling, McCarthy. Like, quit being a fucking pussy. I've seen Aaron Rodgers throw countless of touchdowns on the 1 yard line. You didn't have to run it right there. I mean, and again, second half, Richard Sherman's running around with one arm. Why don't you try him? At least make him try to make a tackle. Throw a little 5 yard, pop the fucking Jordy Nelson. Richard Sherman, you going to tackle me with one arm? Okay. We going to see.
Why don't anybody run all short routes against Sherman? Like, he gives you a 5 or 10 yard cushion.
Exactly. And he had a hurt arm. I would have made him tackle me. I'm not going to try you deep. I'm going to try you short and make you run up and try to grab me with one arm. I'm a stiff arm, you nigga. You keep on moving.
Yeah, what? I don't understand. But you know, we don't play football, so we don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just on the couch watching like everybody else. Man. But that definitely looked like some bullshit to me. Julius Peppers telling old boy to get down on the interception when it could have been a pick six.
Look, old boy going down with when he did that, I was like,
it was still like 2 minutes left. Down,
like it's like 30 seconds. It's 5 minutes. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, that was 5 minutes. That was way yes. early. Yeah.
And then they called three little vanilla ass run yeah. plays after that. And only burned up like a minute or something off the clock. So then Seattle got the ball back with 4 minutes to go in a 2-score game. I said, this game is not over. I was just like, if they scoring like a couple plays, I said, this game ain't over. The motherfucker scoring in 2 plays, man.
And the fucking Seahawks fans, the 12th man, you fucking losers, left the game early, didn't get let back in. Y'all my losers this week. Out the game.
Did you see the memes for the 12th man? They like the 12th man the year you started being a Seahawks fan. That's what the 12th stands
apparently. Because them motherfuckers is trash, yo. Never go to a sporting event. Don't leave early.
Yes, never do that. I stay to the end because, A, I try to meet players and shit after games and shit. That's what I do. You know, I want, like, if I take my kid to a game, I want him to have the full experience. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm going to try my best as a papa to make sure, you know, he had the best time at a game. Like, you go down there, get close, try to shake some hands, do something. You know, so have a creative memory. But, yeah, as far as leaving the game early, you don't do that, man. Yeah, big time losers.
One chick sat up there and canceled her trips to the Super Bowl. She had a trip plan. She canceled it out, and then they fuck around and won. So she done already canceled her shit. Yep, exactly. Stupid motherfucker, man. Y'all fans are losers this week for me.
Oops.
Got to get it in. More sports talk real quick. Your boy Floyd and Manny.
Oh, we didn't have you even give me a Super Bowl pick, so, all right? Oh, we
still I got... told you, I'm pulling the Seahawks.
Oh, another week. Never mind.
Seahawks. That's my pick. Oh, we do have another week.
Because of the lack of black players on the
No. Patriots it's because team. The niggerism of the black players on the Seahawks.
Hold on, whoa. Niggerism?
Niggerism.
Do we not forget about the number one nigga that played for the Patriots? The guy, Aaron Hernandez, nigga?
He don't count, bro. He don't count. Okay. He's not even there. But you got the thug, Richard Sherman. You got Marshawn thug, Richard Finch, Sherman. Who's going to grab his
The mid, a.k.a. the mid is selling.
Hey.
Look here, it's bro. Like the funniest inside joke that went viral this week I had ever seen in my life, man. The mid is selling. That nigga said Marshawn Lynch looks like he sells mid, nigga. I died, nigga. I was just
it's
like,
terrible, bro.
And then the mid is selling. I was just like, yo.
And you got a black quarterback. That is the blackest team. I need them to win. And not I need just them a black, to beat
black quarterback, a light skinned quarterback, a light skinned black quarterback. You know, hey. that's the epitome of Negro. That's what you want to be, light skinned life.
Cam Chancellor, who's out there beheading motherfuckers. I need this 6'5". Shit to happen.
6'5". Yeah.
Yeah. Big, I need this shit to happen. They got to win.
Boony ass nigga.
For real. They got to win this shit. So, as much as I hate the Seahawks, I don't hate them as much as I hate the Patriots. So, we gotta get that. Who's your
I just pick? Hate people from Boston. Not people from Boston. I just hate Boston. I'm pretty sure some cool ass people from Boston, but it's just something about Boston. So, you know.
You don't like the accent?
It's not the accent. It's just Boston. It's just something about Boston. I'm pretty sure if I go to Boston, I'd probably have a great time, and I would change my whole stance. But just something. Nah, I take that back. I hear a lot of bad things about Boston.
Hey, they got hoods in Boston, man.
Oh, I heard. No. They got hoods. White hoods, like Southie. The Southie. Oh, no. Listen, I'm pretty sure it's a white boy in Boston right now that will give me my issue, nigga. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying, find that out, though. So, you know.
So you gonna
shout out to all the niggas in Boston, Roxbury, all that shit, nigga. We heavy up there, I heard, you know.
Oh, yeah?
I heard, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, also, man, I was on that site. Shout out to Doc, man. I know you listen to the Doc Claw. You listen to the show. Appreciate that, what you said about me. It's all right, man. That was, you know, that like I said, that make a nigga feel good that, you know, a motherfucker actually listen to this shit. So, man, so shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? That was just a little quick in-show shout out for you, that Doc, man.
Hey, appreciate Doc is
that.
The man, Doc.
Doc is the man, bro. His love of fucking Volvos and the anonymous. Yeah, the Eagles. He's an Eagle fan. He bleed more green than I do. Because, you know, I bleed orange Gator first before I bleed. I've been an Eagle and Gator all my life, but I love the Gators more than I love the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? But
man,
Eagles still.
All play. Eagles all the time, man. Props to Doc, man. Props to the homie Dog Eater opening a restaurant.
Oh, Dog Eater opening a restaurant?
Yeah, man. Brick and mortar, dog. They went from the food truck. They opened
the food truck. Okay.
Yeah, so props to Gorilla Street Food. You know what I'm saying? If y'all in St. Louis, check them out and shit. We're giving out free plugs. You know what I'm saying? This is what happens when you listen to us.
Plugs, man. Anybody else? Anybody else need a plug?
Nobody else fuck with us. This is all we got.
Yeah. Short T, man. Plug his shit, man. He do something over there. I forgot the name.
I keep telling him to give me the website, though. He won't give me the website.
Ain't a good kid Ratchet City or some shit like that?
I don't know. You telling me news, because I told him, I said, yo, when you put it up, let me know. He never hit me back.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Props to
okay, all the plugs are done, man. All the plugs are done.
We're done. Can we talk about Floyd?
Oh, Floyd. Let's talk about Floyd.
Who can't read, apparently, because he can't sign his contract. Manny said that he's ready to fight. He signed the split 40-60. He said, I would use whatever gloves Floyd wants to use. I will agree to all the drug tests that Floyd wants to do. It's signed. Let's go. This was like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd still ain't signed.
Okay.
So what's the deal? Is he scared?
No.
What's the problem then? This nigga.
Okay. Can I say something? It's all right. Look, it's all right. Yeah. When I know you got your back into a corner, I'm going to use that to every advantage I can. Okay. If I know you owe $68 million to the IRS, you in the hole $68 million. I'ma use that to every advantage I can. You know what I'm saying? I'ma whittle it down like, you know, what Floyd said, he won 60-40. Floyd won all the pay-per-view money, right?
Yep. So what he wanna do? Floyd wanna pay him like $68 million and $1.
Yes. Like look.
I'm gonna pay you $68.01 and the rest of the money's mine. I guess.
Matter of fact, I'm going to send your check to the IRS, nigga. I'm going to beat your ass for 12 rounds, nigga. I'm going to send your check to the IRS. Because it's actually niggas that really still think that Manny Pacquiao can beat Floyd Mayweather.
Did they see how Pacquiao got knocked out?
I don't understand that. Pacquiao still sleep. Like, he's still sleep. Like, I don't get dead
that first time he got knocked out. I was like, whoa, that don't look right.
And it's like, all he want is the payday. Like, he knows he ain't gonna win. He want the money.
I don't know. He might be gunning for it this time. He ain't got nothing to lose.
They said Pacquiao got a belt now. Who gave him a belt? Somebody gave this nigga a belt, man. It's
too many boxing organizations. I don't know.
I mean, that's only one more belt for Floyd to get. Fuck it. Floyd got, like, when Floyd comes to the ring, that should be he had every nigga with him have a belt on. This should be crazy, man. I'd be like, damn.
It's way too many organizations, bro.
And that one time Floyd put all his belts on, like, I was like, you couldn't even Floyd no more, man. I was just like, damn, this nigga got like 14 belts on.
Yeah, like, I was like a belt shirt.
That shit was ridiculous. Yeah, he didn't even get him a pen. Like, he was like, nah, man, just get this nigga a pen.
Yeah, right. Shit. Hey, man, we just take a picture of the belts. You carry the picture.
Yeah.
The belt's too heavy, man. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's supposed to be May 2nd, I believe.
That's the tentative day. You know, Floyd likes fighting in, around, what's that, May 5th? What's the date called? Cinco de Mayo, yes. Yeah. But he ain't fighting a Mexican, so he might not want to fight in the May this time. He usually like fighting a Mexican.
It depends. If they get this fight in Vegas or in Phoenix or some shit like that, it might as well be Mexican. They don't care.
Yeah.
Everybody's a Mexican. You're Mexican, black, or white.
Yeah, only Mexicans like boxing anyway. Oh, do you know we have a black heavyweight champion now?
I saw that, and he's like a teenager or some shit.
Yeah.
So, he's a young cat.
So shout out to him. Like, that's fucked up. We don't know his name.
But we don't know his name.
Damn it, hold on, man. I don't even know.
Is he vetted? Like, who did he fight to get the title?
He fought somebody. He won the WBC heavyweight champion, man.
Yeah, but who
he like are they 6 fighting? Foot 7. He a big ass nigga too.
Who are these heavyweights boxing anymore? I don't know. After the Klitschko's.
The Klitschko's the only brothers. Yeah, that's it. It's the Klitschko's. They just fight, they just go around and fight niggas and they just say, like, hey, y'all, I'm the champ. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. This shit is dead. This shit used to be the bomb.
Man, listen, you used to know who the heavyweight champion in the world was. Oh, and that's the whole reason. Well, I mean, that's what my brother used to tell me. That you knew who the heavyweight champion of the world was. He was like, that's just something you knew. Like, now you don't know.
I have no idea who it is. After, you know, Tyson and Lennox Lewis. After Lennox dropped. Quit boxing, it was a wrap. I had no idea who it was.
Yeah, you didn't know who the heavyweight champion was no more. It was just like, because back then, I heard it used to be like Tyson, Foreman, all niggas like that. What's that nigga named Buster? He was for a little while, you know.
Haseem Rahman.
Rahman. Riddick Bowe.
Riddick Bowe didn't hold the belt.
You're crazy. Riddick Bowe was the chain to want to beat fucking Riddick Bowe beat Holyfield. Ooh. Riddick Bowe beat Holyfield.
When?
Nigga, the match where the nigga came flying in with the fucking
right, the parachuter.
The parachute man came and got his ass whooped. Nigga, like, hey, that nigga just took a bad turn, man. Nigga took a bad turn. He's like, oh, where am I going? Oh, nigga flew into the ropes. Hey, nigga whooped his ass
in the ropes. Oh shit!
He was tangled up. He was tangled up there, nigga.
That nigga had the worst day ever, son. He said, oh shit, and you fall into a fucking boxing match? It's a wrap, dog. Oh my god.
Heavyweight, look, heavyweight. You only, hey, look, you only fall in no bantamweights and that like that. The nigga you might have a chance against. These niggas whooped. Look, he was his ass whooped by everybody, nigga. Like, yo.
He fell in the goddamn guy. Tangled in the rope so you can't run. You got these motherfuckers wailing on you, bro. That shit is bad, man. Holy shit. Man. I forgot all about that till you said that.
Yes,
God
man.
Damn.
My brother, man, he's a big time historian, man. He knows all about that shit, man. He kept me, you know, he taught me good, man.
Oh, my God. So, I guess we got that fight out of the way. We got to talk about the fight that B-Eazy wanted to talk about before we get to our TV shit.
What fight is that?
The Funkmaster Flex versus Fix Your Face, New York. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're not a boss. And I'm scared of you. You know what I'm saying? Your name don't ring bells, son. I'm not scared of you. You want to send me an email? Don't you ever put your name in all caps to me. Oops, phone call rang. I can't answer that right now. I'm talking right now. Let me make sure I get your right. Let me tell you something. I was in the 40-40 club. And used to tell me don't play no Dipset. Can't play no Dipset. And I had a record. It was a smash. And you helped me back. You helped me back. But not no more. I don't need you. I'm a boss. I could touch you. You know how big of a feather of a cap it'd be if I shut you down? It'd be nothing. I ain't scared of you. Funny face, camel looking. Hey, look, fix your face. Let me tell you something.
Now, Flex Hogan.
What is Flex doing? Why does he do this every 3 months?
Flex Hogan, man. The man, he's an ornery old man. Like, these dudes, like, these old guys in hip-hop, they just, like, they don't, man. I don't get it, man.
So, okay, does Flex own Hot 97?
As far as I'm concerned, he's still an employee. I mean, I didn't know he owned nothing. I mean, he might his 401k. He been working a long time. He might got a lot of shares in the company. You know, taking out his check every two
he's
weeks.
He's like but, a minority owner, if anything, right?
Yeah, you know, anything.
So you're a boss because you book shows. People still paying Flex to DJ.
He got his own. He still got his lugs and shit like that. He got lugs.
I haven't seen any lugs since like 2003.
Nigga Birdman got lugs right now, nigga.
So, your TV show got canceled with the car shit going on. I'm trying to understand, and I'm not in New York, so maybe I just don't know. How is he such a boss and so important?
He still be at the tunnel, nigga. What you mean? You can't get in the tunnel without Flex, nigga.
So, is Flex bigger than Jay-Z?
On the streets, yeah. You know, in the mythical streets. You know, the street credibility is, you know, them niggas that, you know, that respect that amounts to nothing. You know, that don't, you know, that shit. Hey, nigga be homeless and shit, but niggas got, but he well known the streets, but y'all niggas won't help his ass out. He's still sleeping outside on the motherfucking bridge. Yeah, but he got much respect, you know what I'm saying, but you won't help him out. Yeah, you know, that kind of respect.
I'm just trying to understand what's going on.
I think it's funny, though. I think it's funny. Anytime anybody goes to Jay-Z, I think it's funny.
So what's the deal? Maybe you can help me out with the history of this. What's the deal with Dipset and Jay-Z?
You remember when
Dipset please don't tell me this shit. Don't say that old ass shot they
took. Yes! It goes back. Listen, Jay-Z still he does like Jay-Z has an issue with the Dipset. He doesn't like it's like, you know, it was something about when Cam when Dame made that shit, Cam the vice president or whatever.
Like 2003? 2002?
Yes, that shit is deep. It goes back then. And Jay-Z, like you said, he always, like, he has a band. Like, you can't play no Dipset music in the 40-40. Like, he don't, something about, I don't know what, Cameron and them, you know, they talk shit to Jay-Z and all them. So, like, they don't like each other. And
so that's well known. Like, if you DJing at the club, you know this shit. So why is Flex blowing up about it now? What's the deal?
I guess he was saying, like, how you not going to play no music in your clubs, but somebody from your website calling asking about, you know, them touring. Like, he like, why do you, know? I guess Flex is saying, like, why do you care? Like, it seems like, you know, because he's saying that you didn't have no website, and all of a sudden, you know, you seen how way in Flex We Trust do in the app that he got and whatever, and now all of a sudden you got an app. That's what he was saying. He was like, you know, you talk to me about Now you got one. And so now you feel like he going on, he doing a little tour with the Dipset. And you know, you don't even like the Dipset, but somebody from your website is inquiring about them. Like, why? But see, Flex fucked up thinking that Jay-Z actually has a hand in running the website. Jay-Z, that's just another thing to his name on it. He don't know nothing about the analytics or running his fucking website. He don't fucking know. He don't care. And so that's what Flex fucked up thinking. Like, he, like, Flex, you might have a hand in your website. Jay-Z don't have a hand in his website.
Not at all. That motherfucker has no idea. He probably ain't designed a fucking gear for Rockaware. Man, he ain't done nothing. He
send him screenshots and he gives it the okay.
That's if he
it.
Get that.
If he gets that. He might have a nigga that do that for him. Tata, that might be what Tata do. Tata might run the motherfucking website. Goddamn Blue Ivy might be running the website for all we fucking know. We don't fucking know, man.
Your website's trash.
That's why it's trash, because Blue Ivy run that motherfucker. She's fucking 3, 4, whatever she is.
This shit is ridiculous, man. So, what's supposed to happen with all this? Dipset's supposed to be getting back together and touring.
Dipset getting back together touring, which, I mean, I'm happy about it. I mean, you know.
Durag, I know GQ happy. About
to fly. Oh, yeah. GQ Blue is breaking. Hey, he going to grow his hair back just to get waves. Just so he can throw the do-rag on. Yeah, just so he can put the do-rag on. He just going to do it. You know, he might, knowing GQ Blue, he's just going to keep it bald and just throw a do-rag on anyway.
Yeah, wavy scalp.
Yeah, he going to have to go to a concert outside the state he resides in because, you know, he don't want nobody to see him with a do-rag on and baggy jeans and fucking fresh white tee, a 5X white tee with some fucking gleaming fresh white Air Force Ones on.
A
headband. Look, he's going to have an NBA sweatband on and a jersey. He's going to have a jersey on. He's going to have a throwback fucking Moses Malone.
Huge. 70s. Like a 7X jersey. Motherfucker can come down his knees.
Yes, God,
man. Damn, man. Yeah, I know he's happy. I'm sure there's a lot of cats happy. You know, Clan fans is what I'm calling it. You know, they follow the whole groups of shit. I'm not that dude. Dipset, I'm still like, eh.
I mean, I like him. I mean, I like their movement, what it did for New York, man. It was pretty awesome, man.
Of course, everything out of New York is huge.
Yes, man. But I mean, they made New York like cool. Like they wasn't uptight New Yorkers, like, you know, they gritty, grimy, you know, dirty fingernails, you know, black dirty ass, you know, that, you know, black gums, New York dirty peasy head nigga. You know, it wasn't that. It was more like, you know, that, you know, like the trife life of New York, like this.
It was
just like. Yes, it was upgrade. They weren't like no dirty ass Staten Island niggas. You know, you know what I'm saying? They were Harlem niggas. Like, yeah, we better than them old dirty, you know, Staten Island niggas. You know, the Wu-Tang was some dirty niggas. Like, you know.
Come on, man.
Think about it, man. The Wu-Tang was some dirty niggas.
You can't do that, though. You know, like, Wu-Tang rolls deep, man. Somebody gonna come on the show.
Exactly.
Young Coffer, whatever the fuck his name
is. Like Ghostface and Raekwon were the only niggas that like kept themselves clean in the whole Wu. Capadonna, you know. But other than that, the rest of them niggas are like some old
mess.
You know, yeah, like niggas that work like fucking at the damn work for the city or some shit like that, man.
It was about 9 million of motherfuckers.
Niggas you see at the store, you know, after they get off work in their work uniform buying a fucking 40 and goddamn a Black and Mild and 2 blunts, man.
Some loose.
That's what they look like, man.
Buy some loose.
Yes, loose. No, they got a whole pack of cigarettes because they work, man. You know, they got a whole pack of 100s, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn Salems or some goddamn cool Filter Kings 100.
You stupid as fuck. Do you think we've filled our requirement on this topic?
I think we did. We covered a lot of music topics, man.
I think that's enough.
We went from Wu-Tang. We crossed the nation. We ain't say that we ain't hit no West Coast up. I think we might have.
We'll have to get the West Coast later on the show. Yeah. I'm sure it'll happen.
We'll just throw some West Coast person because I'm sure it's a topic that we'll mention somebody from the West Coast in.
This is my favorite part of the show right now. Little Tykes is back on TV, man. Friday Night Tykes.
Yes. Back on TV. Yes,
did you watch?
Of course, man. It was online. I mean, it was, you know. Did you look, it's all right.
Yeah.
Again, remember I told you how. During the football season, didn't know I had the SEC Network.
Yeah.
Okay. Turning through the fucking channels, and what do you know? Friday Night Tykes is on. I was just like,
you didn't even know.
You tell me I had this fucking channel the whole fucking time? But, okay, the channel is called Esquire, but for some reason, it's called Style on my TV. So I've been turning right by the shit because it say Style and not Esquire. But, you know, that's another story for another shit, day.
Man. What do you think, man? We got some new teams, the Lobos, the Spartans. Yes. In the house, the Outlaws are back, the Colts are back, the punk-ass Broncos. Is it cool to call them the punk-ass Junior Broncos now?
Man, And they the weak ass junior Broncos. I mean, that new coach saw right. Listen, he was like, oh yeah, I don't have a kid on the team. I just love the game, and I can guarantee you there will be no yelling or cursing. And I can understand that, but dude, you can't say no yelling. Like these kids these days just don't respond to a grown man just yelling at them. You know, like bro, like okay. And I was like, I can't wait till y'all play the Outlaws and they beat y'all 50-0, nigga.
They didn't even get to them. They lost to the motherfucking, was it the Steelers? Nah.
They lost to the Spartans.
They lost to the Spartans.
The first game, the Spartans' first game in. God, you know, what you think about the girl on the Spartans team? I think, you know.
First of all, she's huge. I don't mean like in a fat girl.
She's fucking Big Shirley. Six. She's Big Shirley.
Yeah. That motherfucker, she look like a grown-ass person.
Yes.
She's definitely too big to get pushed around like that, though.
Yeah, but I mean, she don't have no technique. They're not teaching her technique because she's coming off the line holding. Like, she getting on the outside. You got to get your hands up inside. Like, if you teach her technique, she could be a good-ass lineman. But they're not teaching her technique.
To get low. Fuck
yes, she's standing straight up. That's another thing. Like, because she, I don't understand, like, man, because if I was a lineman going against her, I'd just push her in her thighs. Like, I stay low, push her in her thighs, and move her out of the way. Like, I ain't even going to try to up top muscle you, girl. Chill. Nah, yeah.
I don't think she wants to be out there.
Nope. She's just big, and they want her to do something. Her mama and they ain't throwing a football field, but she going to get clapped. And I don't know what's going to happen, but she's going to get – well, she don't really get in. They trying to protect her. She ain't really that good. She's a bitch for him. She's a scrub, as GQ Blue said. Let's be honest, people. He's a scrub.
she don't want to be out there, man. Her mom and daddy making her play.
But the blues. Yeah, oh, the mom. Oh God.
She's killing her out there.
Yes. And the little girl even saying, like, yo, I wish she'd leave me alone.
Yeah, she said, would she leave me alone?
And that's her stepdaddy.
Oh, well, you know how that go, man. Right? We ain't even got to talk about that one. What happened to the Colts player that had a concussion? He's a lineman, right?
Yeah, defense. I mean, in practice, this is people, most time in football, when you get a concussion, this is what happens. Kids football. It's not from a hit. It is from them hitting the ground. Kids don't know how to fall. You have to teach kids how to fall. Once you fall and they free fall and their head hit the ground and getting the bouncing up, that's where you get concussions in little league football. It's not from the hits. It's from the falling. So I'm pretty sure his concussion came from him getting hit and him falling, his head bouncing off the ground. That's probably where it came from.
And now his ass can't play this season.
And that's just for safety precaution. But studies are showing now that you sitting out is the worst thing for a concussion. They saying coming back. Actually, they say going back in a shorter time is better than you sitting out waiting. And there's some study I read. You know, you these go look studies. It up, Google it.
I'm about to say, yeah, these studies have changed. Next week, you know, tomorrow they'll say having a Coke after concussion makes you taller and some shit. I don't know how this shit works.
Funny part of the first show, Coach Goodlow, Coach Mo. Oh, yeah, I guarantee you, man, I won't be cussing like that no more.
First
kid is a little scrimmage. Man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Who the fuck you think you is?
The first goddamn practice. That's the shit.
Don't you ever try no goddamn shit like this again. I said, what?
He sounded like he got worse.
I said, he tried that, man. Like, he won't fight him
for real.
I said, Coach Mo is a drug dealer. I said, Coach Mo sell drugs.
I would believe.
Oh, sorry, y'all got a team on the show.
I saw the little Austin squad. I didn't even get to see who it was. That's who it was. The Steelers came out there and lost to the Colts. Hey, man, the Colts got a motherfucking – hey, look, we're going to hear the name Deacon Wright in about 8 years.
Okay.
That's the dude with the blonde hair that played for the Colts.
Oh, hey. That little boy.
That little motherfucking dog. That ain't editing. That nigga is like the beast of the whole league right now.
Hey, I want to see how my boy. I want to see. Like I said, I'm very interested in the Outlaws because with the new coaches and mixing with the old coaches. Because like I said, with them going up, I don't know if they merge with another team or something. Because you just don't come in with new coaches like I don't know whether they, you know, maybe they merging with the coaches with the other 9-10 team or whatever, the 10-11 team. Because like if I'm a coach, I'm just not meshing with new guys that I ain't mesh with. Like so, it had to be something. So I don't know how that's gonna
somebody
work.
Somebody made somebody do something because that first meeting was like, yo, we got a new coaching staff. We're gonna just go ahead and have a good dinner and air it out. And I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. What happened? Let's air it out. Then the niggas was like, yo, this is like, you know, Coach Coley, like, look, I mean, it's our way. Like, Coach Coley,
yeah,
like,
he wasn't fucking around. New coach or not, this is the way this shit runs, bro.
Yeah, he was just like, shit, nigga, we got results over here, nigga. Like, shit.
You came to a winner. You came to a winner, bro.
Yeah, so this is what it is.
I'm winning, so, yeah. Man. I'm hyped for this season. I'm telling you, Deacon Wright is going to be, he is, what's your boy name for the Eagles? Riley Cooper.
Uh-huh.
He's the Riley Cooper of the league right now.
I hear you, man.
Riley
I
had those you. Hot 8 games. Right now, the dude ran a kickoff, a fucking 2-3 receptions. He played running back. At, yeah. Hey,
that motherfucker was taking. And he played safety. Off. Yes.
And he plays safety, so I'm hyped. We talk about this shit like it's the pros. Friday Night Tikes is the shit.
Hey man, that's why coach people gotta understand, man. If you in your city, man, go watch U football, man. That's where you see like little kids, they're playing the game for the love of it. Like there's no agenda but them liking the game. And you see little kids making some spectacular plays, man. So listen, watch Friday Night Tikes. Shit is live.
You know, Esquire or Style.
Esquire Style, if you got Comcast, just look for that, you know. But it's on TV, you know.
Hey, but you can't go watch youth football games if you don't have a kid. Like, ain't that creepy?
I feel like that's not creepy. As long as you don't drive a van.
What about
everybody know creepy people drive vans.
I don't know. Something about that just seems weird. Like,
no, it's not.
That dude was coaching the team. He was like, I have no kids on the team. And I was like, wait a minute.
I have a kid on the team this year.
Yeah, but you've been there. Like, you vetted.
Oh.
So you know what I'm saying? You in there. This dude came out of nowhere. It sounded like a young Wade Phillips. We're not gonna yell, tackle different, heads up, and nobody cares about a championship. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, you know, yeah, it's all about, yeah. I was just like, when he said that, I was just like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna be a junior Bronco. If I was a parent, a junior Bronco parent, I was like, yeah, my C is not playing here next year. It's not. Like, I'm out of here.
All this the kids guy. Crying already, first game. Yes.
First game, because you've been soft on them. Like, they wouldn't even. He was like, yeah, that's a great play. Like, that little play they scored on. I was like, okay, you know, but. Oh, man, Coach, you're going to have to step it up, man.
For real. Yeah, Coach probably. It's going to be Colts and Outlaws again.
I don't know, man. These new teams, man. I think the Lobos going to be like a team that's going to give people fits because I think they're going to be well coached. Might not be the best athletically, but I think going to be the best coach team.
They got some big boys, too.
They got some big boys, and you know, and I think they might be. Watch out for them. Sleeper.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I'm definitely watching to see this shit because I know the Colts. Coach is acting up. Coach Mo is he acting up, man. Yeah. He just got back from his suspension, and he come back clowning even harder. So I don't know how they gonna work that shit out.
Now, pull like the chains. Did he pull the chains? I mean, yeah.
Coach ain't shit, man. Coach ain't shit, man. We watching it this season. We're going to talk about this shit for the whole season, so y'all get ready for that.
Get ready.
Some shit we can't talk about too much anymore. Sorority sisters.
Yeah.
And after the show got canceled, apparently the Deltas that were on the show, five or six Deltas that
five,
were on the show?
Five, yeah. Priyanka, what's that name? Adrene. Then you had the other girl that looked with the tight face that used to hang with Priyanka. Linda, I think her name was. What's the other guy's name? Toya, and the white girl, Shayna.
You got them all, bro. That's sad.
I watched the show, man. I got a good memory, man. Come on, man.
They all got kicked out.
all of them. It's on the website. Look, I did not know these sororities and fraternities, these organizations, like when they throw you out, they put your fucking shit on there. They're like, yo, these people right here are out. God damn. I went on there. I was like, yo, shit is real.
Done.
And shit is real.
I don't understand how. Like, you had to know they were going to be on the show before the show started, and so now you're doing damage control. You Ray Rice-ing them. You saw the footage.
But like I said, but meanwhile, K Michelle is still allowed. Like, but they talking about, well, she is not up there openly. She represents herself, K Michelle, not Delta. But I'm just like, y'all picking and choosing. Like, so I can go out there and pledge in a sorority fraternity. Excuse me. Or a sorority if I was a female. Right. And then I'll say, hey, I'm an AKA, but fuck it. I do porn. You know what I'm saying? But on my Instagram, on Founders Day, I'm throwing up to my whatever, you know what I'm saying, to my sorars, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, but is that's not a problem? Are y'all going, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if Roxy Reynolds was an AKA? Would she be out?
I'm pretty sure she's an AKA.
But you know what I'm saying? But she represents Roxy Reynolds. You know what I'm saying? How would you change that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree with you. I think it's
so. That's why I say, yo. So I'm gonna reach out to one of them and I'm gonna see if we can get one of them on the Frocast. I'm gonna try. Let them know I'm a supporter.
I got a feeling that's gonna go all bad.
You think so?
And they're gonna be talking down to us, and then you're gonna end up snapping and hanging up on somebody.
I'm gonna talk down to them. Be like, hey, bro. Like, yo.
No, I said they're gonna talk down to us.
No, they're not gonna talk down to us.
We'll see, man. Get him on the show. You know,
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try.
Get him on the show. See what the fuck is crapping. Let's see. I got another list.
Look, VH1 wiped everything from their site about it, man. Like, yo, you can't even go to the website.
Damn. It's like, the show doesn't even exist?
Yeah, man, like that, man. Like, and it was like a figment of our imagination.
Damn, they got Kevin Hild.
Yeah.
That shit is terrible. I got another list, man. You know I like these lists. Before we get into our hit of hell now, real quick. The CDC decided to release a list today, and these are the cities with the worst herpes rates in the United States. I'll just read them out to you. You know, if you got anything to say about them, it would be awesome to, you know, get a little feedback.
How many is it?
I'll do the top 15 because there's a lot of cities in here that are pertinent.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? 15 is Houston.
Houston.
3 hours away. Not going down there. Number 14 is Miami.
Not surprised.
That's got to be all on the campus.
Not surprised. That's like UM and
That's all on campus. Yeah. Columbus, Ohio. Columbus.
Two cities LeBron has been in.
That is fucked up. Newark, New Jersey. I'm not shocked.
That is all. Corey. What's his name? Booker. Corey Booker. Hey, get on that. You always want to say the fucking nation. Solve the herpes in your town, nigga.
Your herpes running rampant. Dallas is also on here. So Dallas and Houston, 15 and 11. Not going there either. 3 hours away each way. I'm not going.
Okay.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana's on this bitch. Number 10.
LSU. Can't spell slut without LSU.
Number 9 is L.A. I'm kind of shocked that this is number 9. I feel like that should be number 2.
All that bum sex going on out there, man. Come on, man.
Bum sex.
Yes. L.A. got it. I mean, Los Angeles got to have the most homeless people. Well, New York and Los Angeles, like, bum sex, man, is a problem, man.
I feel like bum sex is the dopest album title ever. Somebody needs to drop an album called Bum Sex, for real. Number 8 is Baltimore. Wow. I feel like this is an improvement. Like, they probably were number 6 before. So they sliding down the list. If Baton Rouge is number 10, New Orleans is number 7.
Damn.
So don't go through Louisiana. That's pretty much it. Those are the two cities.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
We're short T living in Shreveport.
Oh, Short T. They coming for you, bro. Mm-hmm. Keep that shit local, man. Keep that shit local. Washington, D.C. is number 6.
Oh, yes. The capital. I mean, congressmen and all that shit. Yes.
That's all the government folks and the military folks. Y'all need to start using condoms. Number 5 is Detroit. Because what's the top 10 list of horrible shit without Detroit?
Yes, Detroit. I was hoping, like, man, Detroit, I was like, yo, Detroit got to be on his own way. Just because. Like, I bet they don't even want to include Detroit on some shit. They're like, hey, we got to throw Detroit on there.
And it's probably not because they fucking in rampant rates. It's because they can't afford the goddamn antidote to fix it.
It's all right. Stop it.
Okay. All right. Number 4 is Portland, Oregon. Portland.
Not surprised. They say the women in Portland don't shave their arms. They say women in Portland have pit hair, and they have very hairy women in Portland. Like, I mean, like, come on, man, think about it. Two places you never heard of bad chick being from. Yo, for Oregon and like New Jersey. Like, you ain't never heard of bad chicks from New Jersey, man. Like, you know, this is something. I don't know. Nah, I take that back. It's some bad chicks from New Jersey.
There's got to be some. I mean, New Jersey Drive. Well, that was a movie.
It was a bunch of dudes. Sorry. What are you trying to say, man?
Whoa. What about Chicago at number 3?
Look at Chief Keef and them. They just look dirty, man. Chicago, hey, them big cities like that, man, just look dirty, man. Like, we ain't no grass, man. Like, all that concrete, man, you just got to feel dirty, man.
So, hey, man, we got to hope our homie in Chicago, you know, keep your head on the swivel, girl.
2-1, man. I got to be surprised. This is going to be awesome.
2-1. Number 2 is New York City.
New York's not number 1. Come on. New York's supposed to be number 1.
You just got done calling Staten Island niggas dirty and shit. We got New York City on the list.
Hey, look, man. Hey, hold up. Sorry. Time
you
out.
You said
time
it. You said it.
Time out. There's a city that I haven't heard that I know is number 1. I know what number 1 is. You ain't got to tell me, sorry.
What's number 1 then, bro?
Atlanta, Georgia.
You are correct, sir. 40%.
I was like, hold up. I ain't heard Atlanta.
The home of the CDC, bro.
Oh, my God.
Sound like they're not doing their job.
What the fuck? They're using everybody in Atlanta's test subjects.
Apparently. 40% of the population has herpes in Atlanta.
God damn it.
So all that freak, Nick.
Hey, I bet there's some people outside Atlanta don't want to claim Atlanta now. Like, oh no, that's inside the perimeter. That's just
right. That's, right, that's inside the perimeter, bro. That
oh no, nah, I live in DeKalb.
I live in Clayton.
I live in Dunwoody. What you mean? I don't live in Atlanta. You ain't claiming Atlanta now, huh?
That's all Buckhead. That's all Buckhead right there. 40%. God damn, man. St. Louis, props for not being on the list, man. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's all right. Come on, man. They St. Louis probably not number 16. So I started 15.
God damn. You might be right about that. I don't know if anybody in St. Louis lives long enough to make it on the list. They, you know, be dying out there, man. We just dying in St. Louis, man. It's rough. It's rough. Good luck with that new stadium and shit. But anyway, man, let's get the music break before we get to our main topic. Our main topic today is protocol with dealing with exes. We will explain that in a minute for you. But the hit or hell nah for this week is now. Look, man, y'all names. I'm gonna have to start picking people with names that make sense. Chef Mendef. I don't know. I'm probably saying that wrong. The name of the song is TKO featuring Brian Cade. You can follow him at Chef Mendef. We're gonna put this all in the article. Check out this song. Let me know what you think. I'm your man Saul Wright, sitting in with King Germ. This is the Frocast, episode 143. We will holler at you after the song.
Baby, you my TK, 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 TK. My baby boy like 2K, and she bad to the bone like NJ, and she let her wear them heels like all day. You would think that she came from a runway. She got the killer walk, she got the killer talk. She love her sex in the city like she from New York, and I love the way she move it, move it. She make a nigga get it to it, to it. My partner a crime, we Bonnie and Clyde. She down for anything, she ready to ride. Grabbing a steering wheel, she be like, let me drive. Catch me up in my Chevrolet passenger side. I do anything just to get up in them thighs. I call her my sweet cheeks, Duncan Hines. And I don't have to say a word, she know what I lie. Dropping on the floor, she know what I lie. Model magnificent, with elegance, intelligence, she's having sick. Head blowing in the wind, she's a 10-10. Stevie Wonder to them haters, she don't see them haters. All she wanna do is win, DJ Kelly, baby. She be killing her Instagram, but she don't have to pose. But that's irrelevant, she all about her presence. This is why I put a ring on it, cause she's more than a trophy, she's a masterpiece. God must have took his time when he made you see. Your smile brighten up the day like a Christmas tree. I never liked math, but I love her chemistry. She like my secret ingredient to my recipe. We go together like Brad Pitt and Jolie. She like my vitamin D every day of the week. Freak, freak, bon appetit.
All right, so our main topic this week is the protocol with dealing with exes. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, last week I gave your boy Meek Mill my winner for the week. He was dating Nicki Minaj. That shit's over already.
Shit's done. I love it.
Apparently, you know, and they were throwing shots on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, somebody don't appreciate you. Let them go. I see a thot. And then, you know, Nicki Minaj put up a goddamn picture of a thot card. So they both, you know, they acknowledging that the shit's over. Apparently, Nicki is still texting Safari.
That's what's up.
Know, of course she's going to be texting. I mean, that's a nigga that had her when she wasn't nothing.
Yeah,
of course she's gonna be still attached.
I mean, let's be honest. Meek Mill, you're fresh out of prison. What shot did you really have? Like, let's be honest, man.
It's Nicki Minaj.
I don't care.
No, I'm saying like he's being unreasonable. Yes. I think all these Hollywood motherfuckers are unreasonable. If you expect them to just be loyal to your ass, regardless.
But I mean, I don't know. I guess he is part of the game, right? I guess he's supposed to feel like his girl's supposed to cheat on him.
Of course he should. He cheating. So, like, why is he mad? But I get, the reason I brought this up is because I was talking to one of my homies, and they said that they ran into one of their exes from high school. You know, they both grown up and married now. And the motherfucker said, yo, I'm going to be in your city. Maybe we should link up and double date. Like, what's the protocol for dealing with exes? Why do people feel like doing that corny shit?
I mean, I guess if you're in a, you can feel like you can be friends with an ex, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, like, I'm not friends with none of my exes. I don't think I am, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't never had that many girlfriends. I wasn't one of them guys like, oh, got a girlfriend. I had chicks, I had friends, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I probably only had like maybe two girlfriends my whole life. Maybe.
But like even now, okay, so the two girlfriends that you had back, you know, high school days. Now
I
you
had a girlfriend in high school.
So this was, when was this? College? College age?
Yeah.
All right.
So
it's fairly recent.
Yeah.
Now you've been married like 10 years now. So, you know, it's 12 years ago, 13 years ago. What's the protocol for dealing with them? And is it because of how close you were? If you could do a double date, or is there even reason for that shit?
I don't get that. I mean, we could be Facebook friends. That's about it. Like, I ain't trying to meet up, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we can be cool on Facebook. You know, you post pictures of events in your life, you'll get a like, you know what I'm saying? A happy birthday from me, you know what I'm saying? But that's it. I'm not going to sit there and like no selfies you taking. You know, I like your son football game, or yeah, your straight A report card. I like your kid shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, picture you and your old man or something. You know, I like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but that's it. You know, there ain't no, you know, hitting me in my message box asking me, oh, what's how you doing? Nah, none of that. You know what I'm saying? No messenger. You know,
I agree with you. Like, this shit is ridiculous. So
like, that's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just like, yo, it's just, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, it's just like, because I don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, what could happen? You know what I'm saying?
It just don't make sense. Like, it's like that episode of Martin when they had their two exes. The girl, the guy that she used to date and the one that Martin used to date, and they went on a double date. Like, what the fuck is the point? What are we talking about right now? If we were dating 13 years ago, we both then grew up and got married.
Yeah, we done moved on. Like, you know, like, it ain't like his life then called it. Like, we ain't friends like that. Like, I could see if we stayed friends throughout the whole ordeal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, afterwards, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if we ain't do that, like, you know, then, like, nah.
What's the point? Like, it's good to see you. Good to know you're doing well. I'm out. Why do we have to go to dinner and hang out? I was like, that shit is weird. And then, is the protocol different based on how close you were or how long ago it was? So if it's a grade school ex that you're catching up with now, or somebody
depends,
that you college.
Let's be honest. It depends on how much fucking we did. So right? That's what it depends on. Let's not fucking, you know what I'm saying, cut any corners here. It depends on how deep, how much. Like, it depends on we had to get, you got pregnant, we had to get an abortion. You know what I'm saying? It depends on all of that, how we broke up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, like, it depends on all of that. It ain't just, it's all of that. Like, hey, it depends on a lot. Like, yo.
I had an ex that did say that shit to me. Like, she was like, you know, yeah, it'd be good to, you know, if I ever come to your city, it'd be good to meet you and the wife. And I was like, for what? And she's like, what you mean? You know, it'd be good to catch up. I was like, catch up with what? And she's like, what, your wife don't like me? I said, why would she? Like, you gotta understand, this is my wife.
Like, my wife don't even know you. Like, my wife don't even know you. She looked at you as the girl that was before me or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? So whatever.
Right. So yes. Why would she have anything other to have for you to disdain? There's no reason for her to like you, unless she's gonna say thank you for fucking up. But there's no reason for that shit to happen. I think that's real valid. If you fuck the chick often, and done some shit, abortions and all that shit, that definitely don't need to be meet your wife or your current person to date.
Yeah, it's like you just can't just like we can't be like, you know, like because, you know, I got a homegirl, you know what I'm saying? Me and her have been cool there since I was probably like, you know, 15 or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We tried to be the boyfriend, girlfriend thing, but it just we were just better friends than we were boyfriend, girlfriend. So we always been cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, we might have tried to do something a couple of times, but it ain't never work out because we were too good of friends. So it just felt awkward. So anyway. You know, she was just like, you know, now I'm married. And she's like, oh, have you ever, you know, told your wife about us? Tell her what?
What are you going to tell? Women feel like they should always be included in some shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like she just got married and shit. You know what I'm saying? She married her, you know, so her long time baby daddy, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had, you know, just liked a little thing. And, you know, I was like, damn, this is my friend since, you know, we've been 15. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, hey, you got married. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations. Then she was like, oh, I miss you. I wish you was up here. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, you all know, sorry, you know, I had to delete that. I deleted my comment and all that. Like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You fucked up me just congratulating you. I was like, hey, congratulations. That's all I said. Liked it. Congratulations. Oh, you know what I'm saying? God, I wish you was up here. I miss you. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, even though I know what you meant, I know how a nigga can read that shit and see something else. Like, you just got married, bitch. Why would you say that? Like, I'm protecting you and me in this situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't get it, man. I think that women, like, one of my other homies was telling me, she was explaining the situation. And she was like, the guy she was dating got mad at somebody else that she used to date in high school. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, yeah, it's my ex. And I'm like, hold up. First of all, after a certain point, if you get married, you don't have any exes. That's the way I look at it. If you get married, everybody else is just somebody you used to know. So no titles after you
exactly. get married. Exactly. Ex. Whoa, ex. Like, well, who next then? Right. If it's an ex, it must sound like it's a next. Fuck out of here.
You get married, that shit's done with, bro. And if it's anybody from high school and you're a grown-ass person, they're not an ex. Yeah. It's just a motherfucker from high school.
Yeah, that's the past, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. You give them titles if they start asking intimate stuff. Mm-hmm. Who were you fucking with? Yeah, all right, now you're an ex. But other than that, you get no title, bro. I done got married, you have no title.
Exactly.
Like, you niggas up here is fucking up the game. You girls is definitely fucking up the game. Women, stop referring to everybody as your ex. No one gives a fuck about the nigga you dated in eighth grade. He don't count.
Yes, high school relationships do not fucking count.
They don't count.
Practice.
Count.
That's practice. Body count. That's get practice. Body count. We talk about practice.
The body count is still valid. Like puppy love. The body count still valid, though, right?
Nah, listen. But look, it's all practice. It's all practice.
Ooh, I don't know about. Hey, some of these.
I'm all for. Look, I want to pass an amendment. Say anything after 18 is only anything between high school 14. We want to count that as practice and scrimmages. And 18 is game time situations. From 18 on, I'm willing to judge. You can't be judged. You can only be judged from 18 on.
Come on, man. There's a lot of women right now walking around saying that they lost their virginity at 13.
But it's all right. I can go to college and you don't know that. All I got to do is go to college out of state. I'm a virgin.
When the conversation comes up, you got to include that shit.
That's why I said you have to start at 18 when you go off to college, because that's when you got to hit. That's the reset button. That's the reset button.
Oh, man.
It's all right. You can be a hoe in high school and go to college I've never done nothing like this before. In your hometown, you suck so much dick. You was known as Double Dick Diana or some shit like that. But in college, you a good girl. You making some nigga. No, he's spending all his money like I ain't giving you no pussy. And you don't know, your pussy been pounding for the last 4 years. Your pussy the size of a 28-year-old woman, but you only 18. So that's what I'm saying. We got us to 18 is the restart button, dog. So I think that's the new amendment, dog. I'm starting that right now. 18 is the reset button, man.
Who is the chick that was on the internet saying that I believe that your hoism can be erased? Who was it that said that?
I don't know who said that, but it only can be erased after high school. Once you get out of high school, that's when you get a new car, because you can change your life. You know, some girls that was in high school that was a little loose, all right, but you know, then they turned out to be respectable. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, damn, I never would have thought she would have been blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens.
So. Nah, man, you can't just hit the reset button because you're older. So if you was fucking everybody, if you fucked the high school football team, freshman year, sophomore, junior, senior year, Once you go to college, none of that shit counts. If you was in the locker room after every game.
If you live in, let's say you live in Cleveland, Ohio, and you are the big, I mean, you fucked every nigga in the school.
Ho happy Jackie.
You ho happy Jackie. Then you say, fuck it, I'm going to fucking Howard. Well, not even Howard. Go somewhere deeper where you might not meet nobody from your city. It's like, say, I'm going to fucking like Grambling. I'm going to Southern. I'm going to FAMU. I'm going to A&T. I'm going to motherfucking Bethune-Cookman. You know, go somewhere like that.
Well, it's got to be all HBCUs, though.
I'm just saying. Just saying. I mean, hell, fuck it. Go to fucking, you suck that much dick. I don't think you that good of a student, so you probably only going to get accepted into HBCU. You know what I'm saying? But... okay, just for the sake of the story, she gets accepted into, LSU, because, you know, you can't spell slut without LSU. So she gets accepted into Louisiana State University. She's down in Baton Rouge, who is number what in the STD?
Goddamn, Baton Rouge was like number 10 or some shit like
number
that.
They top 10. So she goes down to Baton Rouge. She tells them, like, hey, I'm a virgin. I'm from here. I'm from there. Nobody knows her. She lives her life. She marries a man. They think he married a fucking virgin. But he don't know about Double Dick Diana.
All right,
you
know so here's the catch. So they get married and they decide to go home. You know what I'm saying? Home. They take him back to her house. They're going back to Columbus. And everybody from high school giving that look when y'all walk through the mall. Mm-hmm. You know that look like, oh, her. That
yes.
Now she's got to come clean. Cause he gonna ask,
she ain't got to come clean.
Why did that whole football squad look at you like that?
Yes. Why is your jersey retired at the fucking school?
Right. Why is your picture in the boys' locker room? I just came out the bathroom and your picture's up there. Why? She got to explain.
And then she explained to him then. But okay, then what do you do, Saul Wright? Do you divorce? Let's say you've been married with her for... Let's say you went home. You've been married to her for 7, 8, 9 years. Y'all got 2 kids or whatever. Well, let's say that you don't find that out till you 7, 8, 9 years in the game. Then what you do?
Hey, man, I don't know.
Nothing. You don't know. Because you know why? She
exposed the truth.
But all right. All you know, but look.
Built on a lie.
Hey, but it happens, all right. That's why I say 18 is the restart button, man. I'm a firm believer in that, man. Hashtag 18 is the restart button.
So right now, no offense. Queen Germ. You find out that Queen Germ had a spell maybe her senior year in high school where she went buck wild. You find out now.
Hey, I'll be like, damn. I look at her differently, you know what I'm saying? But I done fucking and I done invested. I'm deep in the car payment now, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just motherfucking refinance this motherfucking loan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you upside down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm you upside down and low down.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, what the fuck? I don't have too much trading value, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Hilarious. Yeah. That's fucking horrifying, yo. If I went back to the wife's home and the goddamn track team was like, yo, goddamn, that would be rough.
I mean, some old man told me one day, he said, yo ho is somebody else's bitch. I said, what?
Oh, shit.
I said, what the fuck? I was just like, what? He said, just think about that. He said, yo lady is always somebody else's bitch. I mean, she a bitch to somebody. I was like, God damn, my nigga. Like, you know, but and just think, man. Like, that's why when I was watching that show, Black Mirror, they had the little episode where they had the little program, and like everybody had like a DVR built into their brain, nigga. Like you could just record something to happen, like, you know. So you could just play it back onto the TV screen, and you know, so you could just sit there and just like and just replay something back and forth, like every like your whole day.
God,
and you sit back and you know that shit was crazy, and you know, and just think, man, and you know, like you have that memory in your head forever, like you know, you can't get rid of it, and that's what. And that's why I think men can't deal with a cheating woman, but a woman can deal with a cheating man. Like it's something, but a man can't get over that shit. You just gonna think about it. Like it's just something about it, and you know, you just can't think of your old lady sucking somebody's dick, nigga. That just break your heart, nigga. Like so, you know.
That's even more reason why when you come across somebody that you used to fuck with, there's no reason to have any contact with that. Like there's no reason. Just fuck it. So all that shit, man, it's odd to hear how people, especially with Facebook, people getting caught up left and right dealing with their quote-unquote exes. Like, you married and got 3 kids. Why the fuck are you referring to her as your ex? That's just stupid shit. And just like you said, you can't even like a picture without them blowing it all up. Miss you. I miss you will get you fucked up in a heartbeat.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? You miss me? Like, nigga, you ain't seen me in over a decade. How long you been missing me, nigga? Like, what?
Yeah,
like,
that shit is all bad.
You know, like, because that's why I was just like, man, you know, because I don't know. It's just, you know, I try to navigate the waters of Facebook, you know what I'm saying, carefully, man.
Yeah, that should get you fucked up. Motherfuckers
can misinterpret a lot of things. You know, people reading the things more than, you know, that's why one day I posted a little, that little Jay-Z meme and somebody made it, said, might like your pic, but that about it, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Just so you know, man, like, you know, I made that my damn profile picture. Like, yo, just so you know, I don't want you to get it twisted at all.
That's real,
you know,
shit.
Like, I ain't on here trying to fetch no whoopee on Facebook, bro. Like, you know.
For real.
Am I being nosy? Of course.
That's what we all doing. That's why they have, there's a good 40 or 50% of your Facebook that never interacts with you. They just want to keep tabs on you.
Yes. And I'm the same way with a couple of y'all motherfuckers.
God damn. You gonna out?
Hey, man, look. It's some ratchet people on my Facebook that I keep on there, man. And, you know, just to see them go through their, like, I love seeing them, like, resolve their issues on Facebook. Because it's just like, some niggas don't deserve the internet. Niggas, nigga, I come on there and kick your ass. Oh, nigga, what? Nigga, you ain't about the nigga. I know you. I been on you, nigga. You been a pussy since third grade, nigga. Oh, fuck you, nigga. I remember that time I was fighting with you behind the thing. And it just be so funny seeing that shit, like, y'all niggas don't, y'all grown ass niggas, like, talking about, like, it's some people still arguing about a beef from high school on Facebook.
Yeah, I've seen it happen with my high school group. It's a dude on my Facebook right now that is on my Facebook for whatever reason, I don't know. He didn't like me from high school. He probably still don't like me, but he added me on Facebook. He didn't like me because I was dating his friend. Nothing happened, but he liked her too. So because she wasn't giving him the rhythm and gave it to me, he didn't like me. Like, he told her that. So when he sent me the friend request, I was like, okay, like, what the fuck is the point? And all that nigga does is argue with me. No matter what the fucking topic is. I'm like, yo, props to the Cardinals. He's like, yeah, fuck the Cardinals. I'm like, yo, man, it's a nice day outside. It's a horrible day. Like, that's all the nigga do. Like, what's going on with you motherfuckers, man?
Negative Nancy-ass motherfucker.
Y'all got to let the high school shit die out, man.
Yes, man. Some people, that bothers people. Like, I don't get it, man. Like, was I the coolest kid? No, by far none. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but I just was like, you know, I mean, I was just like neutral. Like, I mean, I don't think I was one of them invisible people in high school. Like, you know, I don't think I was one of them. Like, you know, like, but, you know, shit, I know people, you know, it's just weird, man. I don't know. I didn't have a bad experience. Like, I had experience in high school, but that shit didn't, I mean, I thought every kid in America went through that shit, but, you know, maybe I was different.
I don't know. This shit is weird, man. So that's, we could probably talk about this shit forever, but we're going to go ahead and get into the Keep It 100 real quick. The Keep It 100 topic this week, how would you describe this? How would you,
is there a way to set it up? It's two parts. One part, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, man.
Let's get into it, man.
I'm going to keep 100 with Wiz Khalifa. Hey, man, you need to go get your baby mama back, nigga.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, bro. Like, listen, she on the internet. She out there. She showing you for attention. She just wants you to come back home. So, man, look, man. She out there. I mean, she putting it out there. She out there dancing on Chris Brown. You're going to fuck around. One of the young niggas going to pipe your chick down, record it. And you know, like, these young niggas disrespectful, Wiz. So, you better go get your baby mama back, bro.
She's looking good, man. Hey,
looking awesome. You know, I don't even, like, great. I said, I might make an exception, man. Like wow. She might be the only low hair chick that I might smash.
And hella light skin.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, she might be the only one. And so, you know, but yeah. So, hey, Wiz, get your baby mama back, bro. It's not a good look. You know, you out there trying to play like it's all good. But like I said, you let one of these niggas smash your baby mama, raising your son and shit. Little nigga calling your nigga son dad, calling another nigga, calling your son, call another nigga daddy and shit. You better tighten up, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to make it on the record.
Get your wife back, nigga. That was your wife. That ain't your baby mama, nigga. I take that back. That was your wife.
That was your wife. He went from Amber. How did he go from her to sleeping with twins?
Nigga, you do that when you in free fall, man. You just do anything, man.
I'm not, well, you know, whatever, Wiz. Good luck, nigga. You know, you hit the lottery when you got her, somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he upgraded her, she upgraded him, she cleaned him. He still looked dusty as fuck, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
He's still looking like a 30.
She got him in a couple of venues he wouldn't normally get into.
Well, now we're gonna see her getting a couple of venues. She was caught on tape kissing another chick, tonguing her down in public. So
wow,
don't know, Wiz. I don't know. I'm with you.
Pitch on the balcony was.
Yeah, the pitch on the balcony. Yeah, it was nice for us. It's disrespectful as fuck for him.
I mean, that's your baby mom. How would you feel about that? That's your baby. Your wife.
Fucking wife, bro. They wife. For shit, right?
I mean, maybe your wife. But I guess if you marry a wife that's a model, you got to be used to that. Like, I think I'm too insecure to have a model wife. Like,
You classing it up. Like, she has described herself as a hoe from Philly. She was a Philly hood rat. Oh,
that's what she described herself
she
as?
She said that on the interview. She was a hood rat.
Before, so no telling what she's done, man. No telling what she's light skinned too. You know, light skinned girls get game, down and bro. Dirty, man. Yeah, she got short hair. You know, short hair probably means she wild. Most girls with low haircuts get down. Like they real. I'm just saying that's a characteristic of fellas. Don't you know? I don't mess with them. You know, they play on all mat. You know, I don't play on all
mat. A triple.
Unless I'm playing Madden.
That's a
keep.
Keep it 100 triple play. What's the other part of this?
Oh, the other part, man. Okay, man. Check this out, people. Yo, man. Last night I went out with some of my coworkers, man, and I observed some crazy shit, right? So, guy I worked with, you know what I'm saying? Nice guy. You know what I'm saying? Nice guy. You know, I preface this by saying nice guy. He's a nice guy. Nice guy. Comes in with his girlfriend. You know, we was all surprised he had a girlfriend. You know, drinks are going around, you know, night goes along, and I see she's one of those happy drunks, you know, the touchy-feely, you know, those type of drunks. So, you know, as night progresses, you know, she goes around, she's, you know, oh, hey, hugging people and everything, and, you know, I notices she was sitting at a table talking to a guy, and some random guy, and he's telling her about how he's traveled the world, and they're talking, and she's all in, looking like she's all in. I'm like, dang, man, this man need to get his old lady, man. Like, she wilding. Like, you know, how you going to sit there and let your... Then he comes over there, and they all talking to the guy together, and I'm sitting there like, dude, like, get your lady, man. Like, get some control of the situation. The man's sitting there trying to enjoy himself. Your lady there bothering him. Like, you know, but then, anyway. So then the night went on, you know, this one guy was leaving, you know. Guy he works with, you know, he was speaking to her, and, you know, he reached out, shook her hand, and, you know, she reached out, and, you know, it was like she hugged him, like she hugged the dude around his neck, and I swear to you, man, it looked like she kissed the dude on his neck, and, you know, so I seen it, you know, me and my dog seen it, so, you know, that equates me, I said, I gotta go ask buddy after this, so I went ask, bro, I said, bro, man, I said, that girl kissed you, bro. He said, bro, man, let me tell you what happened. So this is, he said in his fucking funny accent, he was just like, he said he reached down there to talk to the old girl. She reached in, and she said something about his cologne smelled good, and she kissed him on his neck. Her boyfriend was standing right there. So it's all right. You the guy in this situation. The dude's girl kisses you on your neck in front of her boyfriend, who's not really looking, but what are you doing in this situation, it's all right?
I'm a snitching ass nigga.
You gonna snitch? So you gonna all y'all worried? You gonna tell? So you gonna tell him? What are you gonna tell? What do
nigga,
you tell?
I'm telling right then. After she does it, I'm telling. Like, I'm pulling aside. Yo, take your gal home or some shit. She just tried to kiss me on my neck, dude. She gotta go. Cause when she sober up, she gonna fuck around and say that you did some shit. Next time you see her, she gonna be giving you that look or something if she remembers. You know what I'm saying? If she not one of them drunks, and that shit gonna come around, it's gonna be on you. Hey, tell that shit, nigga. That's how you get hemmed up. I'm telling.
Oh, man, I don't know. It's weird, but I just, I don't know, man. I feel conflicted, man. I feel like you stay out of people's business. You know, that's where I feel like that falls under that tree. Like, you know, it's not my business.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, you shouldn't tell them because you wasn't the dude. But if I'm the dude that got kissed, I'm telling. Well,
now, I do it now. You know, listen, man. I might have some influence over the dude. So, you think I should tell the dude to tell, bro? Like, I just...
Hey, man. Look, next time, you know, y'all going to be hanging out again. Because if he's comfortable enough to bring you around for a work function, there's going to be another non-work function and she going to come around, too. And she going to be drinking again. And if she was comfortable enough to kiss you on the neck with him right there, next time, you know what I'm saying, she going to be grabbing on your meat or some shit. Oh, and he going to see that. Yeah, so, man, you got to get your... You got to clear yourself. Fuck what he going through. You got to make sure that you don't catch a hollow point in the head because this nigga catch her wilding out. Damn. I'm telling. If that's me. If I seen the shit, hey, that's none of my business. I'm not acting like that dude at the football game and writing a note to the nigga in front of me because this girl was texting somebody else the whole game. I'm not that dude. But if she come up and holler at me, I'm telling. Niggas is killing. It's a lot of niggas in the cemetery over some girl.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling.
So if I was you, I would tell my boy to tell. And maybe I'm showing my yellow. Maybe I'm showing my yellow again. But I'm telling. I'm not getting hemmed up over some loose lips motherfucker over here.
I got you.
Did she try and holler at anybody else? Like, was she extra touchy-feely on anybody else there? Or was
she was talking to everybody. She was, like I said, she was going around, you know. I spoke to her. You know, me, I was mostly playing cards and shooting pool all night. So I was, I was just trying to stay away because, you know, I ain't want to get no, you know, a couple of my wife students was there. So, you know, of course. I was like, I always got to play it cool because I don't know who my wife know. So, you know, I just don't, you know, I don't do anything anyway, but still, I don't want nothing to be misconstrued, you know what I'm saying?
So you could tell, you know, your married antenna, 10 years in the game, you could tell that she was feeling some kind of way that night.
She was just, I don't know if it was just her being drunk or, you know, that maybe that's just her, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's just her, you know, maybe he don't, because he's a nice guy now. When I say he's a nice guy, you know, so you got to understand what I mean by that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you call him a punk.
Like, he's not a wolf. You know what I'm saying? He's not a wolf. You know what I'm saying? He's more like a sheep. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
you know,
he's a fucking Lovie Smith ass nigga.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's nice. He's a cool dude. Like, he's that guy working. Like, man, that's a good dude, man. You know, like, you know what I mean? He's a good guy, man. Good guy,
like,
man.
Like he's that guy that if you were single, you'd be like, I would fuck his bitch, but he cool, so I won't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucked.
Cause like I said, like put it this way, he's the guy that he left to go somewhere and he left his girl there.
Oh no.
Yeah, like he left, like he was like, yo, they was like, yo, we need some cards. He's like, oh, I go get some cards. So he went and drove and went and bought some cards. Like he went and left his girl there. He went he was gone for like 30, 45 minutes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's that guy. You know what I'm saying?
This made me think of something else. The example you just gave. The total flipping of the coin here. So let's say that you out with you and Queen Germ go to a function. It's a lot of dudes around. She's the only female. And they serving food. And Queen Germ, does Queen Germ normally make your plate?
She asked me. You know,
she asks you, do you want me to make a plate? You'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
If she offers to make the other dude something to eat.
Listen. I didn't snap on her by doing that for her brothers, nigga. I told her, I was like, hey man, I told her, hey, you ain't nobody's servant, nigga. Like, you know, like, bro, what you mean? If they ain't me, they ain't the two jits, you know what I'm saying? Like I really don't like you fucking with nobody else's kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like I'm just like that with my wife, you know what I'm saying? I just like, hey. Like, you know, like she be doing, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, hey, like, you know, hey, chill. Like, you know, you only in service of one man. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even care if your daddy asks you to, you kind of look at me first and get the damn nod or something. You know, like, hey, damn, you know, like, daddy asks you for something, you got to look at me. I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
That's hilarious. And then you got this nigga at this work function. Just up and leaving his girl at the table when she kissed
left his girl there. He went and I mean, like I said, if it was some real wolves there, like man, they would have been on her. And I mean, she was. I mean, then Buddy spent like I'm talking about. She had a drink constantly. Like her drink wouldn't be finishing another drink. Like she was drunk. And I'm talking about man, like wow.
Yeah, man, look out for Buddy, man. Go ahead and have your boy put the work.
Yeah, but it's like some niggas need to learn, man. Like that's a learning situation. It's all right, man. I can't. It's not my business.
All
right, listen. Dude, if it was you, Blue, Easy, Dub, you know what I'm saying? My family, like y'all niggas, like my family niggas. And yes, I would tell you, but random, like
all right, dude, you work with dude.
I'd work with dude.
So you work with both of the dudes, the dude that got kissed and the dude whose girl.
Yes,
kissed.
I work with both of them. So it's just like
I would tell, because if he find out, he gonna come to work and shoot all y'all.
He ain't coming to shoot nobody, man. He better listen, man. Hopefully he's not in. But you know, he was like, hey, look, like I said yesterday. I said if he ain't get that down, I said yesterday he better had her. He better been soon as he turned right out that parking lot. He better grab her by the back of her head and put it in his lap. And suck this meat till we get home, girl. Cause hey, boy, man,
I bet you she text somebody all the way back to the crib.
Dog, she probably fell asleep on his shoulder.
Oh.
He dropped off. He probably dropped off at the house All right, now make sure you make it in. All right.
Soggy draws and all from kissing another nigga on the neck.
Yep.
I'm just saying, man. See, that's why you gotta let them people know, man.
So the cologne game is real, so all right.
Hey, apparently, like somebody, because women will ask you what cologne you have on, because she want to get it for a man, which is the most ridiculous shit I've ever
heard. Is that a compliment? So you think about me? Is you think about me, or is this like you really like that smell?
Let my wife come home with some cologne that she said she smelled somebody else had on, so she thought nigga, it's a problem.
Oh, you said she did do that?
No. I said let that happen, and it's a problem.
Okay, because he's like I think my wife had tried that shit one time, because she's like, oh, you like the smell of this? And I was just like, hell no. I told her, no, I like this. You going to buy me some cologne, you can buy what I want, goddamn.
Now, there are exceptions. Curve is a universal. Is it me?
Curve?
I don't wear it. No, you know my boho ass. I wear oils and shit. But I'm saying
sandalwood.
You know what I'm saying? I wear Rasta and black gold. You know what I'm saying?
It's my fucking Egyptian musk.
You know what I'm saying? Nubia, black fist. I wear that shit. I'm just saying. But if your girl come home and she gets you some Curve or some Issey Miyahi or some shit like that, some cool water, heaven forbid, those are all universals. But if she come home with some, you know, obscure shit, don't let this shit go down. Mm-hmm. She'll be kissing another nigga on the neck. She probably kissed another nigga on the neck and brought you his cologne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that shit, hey, what cologne do you wear? Like, what's your thing?
I can't tell you this, all right.
Damn, it's top secret like that?
Yes, man. Yes.
Man, we get it off.
I just can't put it out there like this. Sir. I tell you off the air, man. I can't just, I have things that work for me, and have certain ones. I get different responses when I wear them. You know, it's always the same response. You know, I have old ladies at church on me. She'd be awesome, man. My wife know when I put on certain cologne, she knows problems. Yeah, she knows smell that good. She was just like, yo, like a woman that wouldn't check for me would be like, yo, look at that nigga, he fly. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, ain't nothing like watching a woman's reaction to your cologne or
something. Yes,
that shit, hey man, that shit's a winner. I need to get out, boy. That shit don't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go nowhere, so I don't have that interaction. I'm in Austin. They ain't really
checking. When you catch them, like, yeah. That's it. It is a good feeling.
Yeah, you know, it's been a minute. I had a chick looking at me like that in the gym today.
Mm.
It was a little odd.
I gotta get my gym flow on, man. Now they got these little memberships going for like $10 a month, man. I need to fuck with one of these mobs.
Hey, there's really no reason for nobody to have a gym membership. Like, this shit is so cheap.
Yeah, it's like Planet Fitness, is that a good one to go to, man?
If you don't want to lift, yeah.
If I want to lift, nigga, I just want to get in fucking shape, nigga.
Yeah, well, that's not the place to get in shape. Planet Fitness is a gym for people to act like they want to get in shape.
Oh, okay. So what about U-Fit or whatever it's called?
Any other gym than Planet Fitness is probably fine. Put it this way. Planet Fitness is a gym that where if you make noise, an alarm will go off and they will put you out. So if you grunt or drop a weight, the alarm will go off and they'll put you out.
Damn, this one right up street from my house, so I guess I got to...
I mean, unless you live quietly and don't live heavy weight, you can't squat in there, you can't deadlift.
Oh, man, so. It's all right. Listen, you got me mixed up thinking I'm a deadlifter, nigga. I'm trying to hit the treadmill,
elliptical's up. Okay. So you want to?
I ain't trying to get buff yet, man. I'm trying to. I wanna trim. Then you know throw some on. I don't wanna throw the muscle on the mule yet, man.
This ridiculous shit. Yeah, that'll be another show, man. Yes. Don't get me started on that bullshit. Give them winners and losers so we can get the fuck up out of here, man.
Oh, man, my winners this week, man. I'm going to go with people in Seattle. There is a dispensary that came out with a strand of weed called Beast Mode 2.0 in honor of Marshawn Lynch. Wow. So people that'll get to smoke some Beast Mode, you know. So anybody, Frocast listeners that listen, if you're in Seattle, give me some Beast Mode 2.0. Send it to your boy King Germ, man. You know, hey, listen, I'm putting it on the nation. I want some Beast Mode 2.0. Somebody get some for me. Shout me out. Get it for me, man. People, I know you can do it.
At least if you smoke some Beast Mode, call us at 347-201-2572. Give us a play-by-play.
Yes.
On how the Beast Mode is.
Call us and let us know how the Beast Mode go.
Why don't we have, as a hip-hop site, why haven't we had a high voicemail yet?
We probably have.
I don't think we have yet. Needs to happen.
I'm sure we have. Doing when the people's calling them the 100, the 100 episode. I'm pretty sure somebody was high.
Somebody was probably high. You're right. Yeah. Go ahead, man.
And we had that one of the times, like, shout out to my mama, man. First off, I know he was high for a fact. He's like, first off, I want to give a shout out to my mama. You know, gotta get it out the way. Yeah, I know that nigga was high.
Good goddamn well, your mama ain't listening to this shit, man. You got the other winners?
No, I ain't got no more winners. My loser this week. Who could be a loser this week? You go ahead, slide. Let me think of a loser. We got to get this together. I got to start having my shit together for sure.
That requires work. We don't do work around here.
Yes, man.
My winner this week is a pizza delivery man in Michigan.
Wow.
He delivered one pizza. There's apparently like a realtor's convention. He delivered one pizza to this convention. He got a tip for $2,000, nigga. Not only that, he got Visa gift cards, lottery tickets, all kinds of shit. His name is Brian LaFerd, delivery manager at Pizza House in Ann Arbor. So the delivery man was ecstatic. Of course he was, because he delivered one pizza, got $2,000 tip. You're my winner this week, bro. Because I'll be damned. Sometimes these pizza. I had a pizza lady that showed up and couldn't come up the steps. So, like, she was – I live in an apartment with an outside. This is not, like, a tower apartment. And she was like, all right, where are you at? And I was like, I'm on the third floor. You'll have to come down. I can't come up the steps. What do you think her tip was?
Nigga, her tip was, you better get your ass up. This is the motherfucking third floor.
It definitely wasn't $2,000 round.
Her tip was like, hey, well, I tell you what, you got two more flights of steps to walk up.
And here's the crusher. She didn't even have my full order.
Oh, nigga, you really fucked up.
Nigga, pizza and wings, I got no wings.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, props to this dude. You definitely my winner this week. Losers, I already said, is goddamn the fans. The Seahawks fans, y'all the losers. Meek Mill, you're a loser. Patriots, you're losers. Those are my losers. You got your loser this week, and you're not doing well this week.
Fuck it. I'm going to go with damn, I don't have no loser this week. I'm going to stay positive, I guess. Fuck it. No losers? No. Oh, no, I do got to lose. All the losers are going around talking about some happy Robert E. Lee Day and Lyndon B. Johnson Day on Martin Luther King Day. Y'all some fucking losers, man.
Oh, goddamn, who did that shit?
It was a little rumblings going on talking about the little, you know, it wasn't people particularly, but it was going around. So, you know, those are my losers, man. Just, you know, Jesus. Leave MLK Day alone. Goddamn, man. Shit. Fuck. Man, you know. I'm still kind of upset with the people with the lady that did Selma. So I'm gonna say Ava DuVernay, she's a loser too, man. Cause you ain't have to throw the side chick thing in the MLK movie, man. You ain't have to throw that in there. Like,
you really are upset about that shit.
Yeah, because it's like that. Why did you have to throw that in there? Like, how do we know that during that time in his life that he was having side chick problems? Like, even though it was just like, you ain't have to throw that in there. Like, it was, you could have left that out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So yeah, you my loser, Ava DuVernay. You know.
Damn, that's cold blooded, man. Yeah. You got any shout outs this week?
Shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to everybody fuck with us, man. Shout out to everybody that listen to this damn show. Shout out to everybody that click on their fucking browser to go to nappyafro.com. Shout out to everybody that fucking like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on the gram, follow us on Tumblr, that like anything that fucking Nappy Afro fucking do, that bought a shirt, bought anything, anybody that fuck with us, man, thank you, you know what I'm saying, for making this another, we didn't, now been about, what, 8 years? We started in 07, it's 2015 now, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, and it just, you know, shit, man, we still here, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, it's been, you know, fucking up and, you know, it's been up and down, but mostly up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, you know what I'm saying, for listening, you know, reading, you know, clicking, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate it, man, you know.
I really feel like we're like one share or one tweet away from being picked up, you know what I'm saying? So just share the show, man, tag people, add us, you know, share it, hashtag Frocast, anywhere you see us on social media. Yeah, let us know what's up, man. You can call
us ideas, nigga. We talk about
what. Please shoot us out.
Look, we the show for the fans. We always been a site for the fans. Like, we ain't never been a website that came in with our own agenda. We always included our fans from day one. Niggas came to our site and said something. We always implemented it. So y'all like topics y'all want us to talk about? Shit, shoot it to us. We'll talk about this shit. We don't give a fuck. That's what we here for, man. Like, dog, listen. Anything, bro.
You're not going to get this from other shows, man. So hit us up.
You're not going to get it.
347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. You might hear yourself on the Frocast, just like the homie Stacks, your boy Stacks. MJ Money 5, Money 9 5. Is that what it is?
MJ S Money 9? Or something like that.
Yeah, 9S, MJ Money 9 S. That's who it is. Props to you for commenting and liking us. RT3, you know, per usual. The homie, that's the MVP of the nation. We really appreciate y'all, man, for real. Yeah. We're not just saying that shit. We really want you to call in. We really want you to email us. Let us know what you think. We really want you to leave comments. And we really want you to share the show. You know what I'm saying? 2015 is going to be our year by hook or crook. This shit's going to happen. And I got to give one shout out this week.
Go ahead.
Tracy May.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Oh. The selfie stick. Shout out to the selfie stick.
Shout out to the selfie stick.
Yes.
this has been episode 143.
Of the I got another shout out, man. Shout out to the, you know, from that site, man, LA Beat Hustler. He said, you know, he liked the show. You know, it was a Kira, Kyra, whatever. Shout out to him. Who else? I think it's Jay Frost. He fucked with us. You know, everybody over there at that site, hashtag that site. That fuck with the, you know, Frocast. Shout out to y'all, man. You know, appreciate y'all listening to the show. I hope y'all enjoy it. You know, I know how it's, you know, it's easy to be negative over there. You know, we just keep it real with y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that, man. And you know, we props fuck with you. You know, for fucking with us.
Is that morphine? Morphine?
Morphine, I don't know how to say it, man. You know? I want to send me a picture, man. Shout out! I want to send me a picture, man. I just got to put a. I got to put an image with the fucking with the. I'm gonna call it the character. I'm gonna call it character because I don't know what you look like. I know you're a real person, but the morphine character. I know it might be real you, but I just want to put a face with the aura.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they know how to reach us. They listen to the show, so there you go. It's been put out there, man. This is episode 143 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting in with King Germ. We will holler at you on the next episode on nappyafro.com. We out. Peace. Good shit.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Driller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.